On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, no, it's the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Who have put their money in these markets. And then finally, the settlement bit. So once securities like shares or bonds are being bought and sold, somebody buys, the securities must move from that person. Mm-hmm. And then, so for instance, when somebody is selling, the securities move from that person to the one who is buying. Same way, cash also moves from the one who is buying to the one who is selling.
Values exchange.
Yes. So we have central securities depository that handles the clearing and settlement of these securities. So when somebody sells shares, okay, the shares move from the seller to the buyer. Mm-hmm. And then cash also moves from the buyer. But all these things are done electronically at the central securities depository. And so that that also helps the market to move on.
Right.
So basically, that is these are some of the terms. That, let me also talk briefly about the role of exchanges in national economies. And I think that one, maybe that now I'll spend more time talking about. Let me just touch that side. So exchanges play a very critical role in every economy. And I think in Ghana, we are really yet to come to terms with that. Because when I look at how other exchanges in other countries, the London Stock Exchange, the New York Stock Exchange, what they are doing to help their economies. I mean, it's amazing. But I think in Ghana, you hear people say, the Ghana Stock Exchange, are they there? It's not liquid. But I just want to say that if you look at the likes of, if you look at the likes of New York Stock Exchange, I mean, the global tech giants like Apple, Microsoft, and all these things, they were able to access capital on this market. And look at how they are global giants now. So the exchange has actually helped to transform this economy. Same with the London Stock Exchange. It's now an international financial hub because they made a provision for companies, for governments to access capital to go and expand their businesses. Same with China, Shanghai, and Shenzhen stock exchanges. They actually powered the industrialization of China because they made platforms available for companies, for government to access patient capital to be able to transform these economies. So we cannot sit here and say that our exchanges, nobody will fix our exchange. We have to make it vibrant. So if you have a brother or a sister and the person has a company that is medium to large scale, and he's saying that the Ghana Exchange Socket is not buying all that, please tell that company to come and access capital at the exchange. It's when we have more companies coming to the exchange to list to raise capital. That's where we also grow and expand our exchange. So it's a place where we mobilize capital for development. Also, when people get the opportunity to invest on the securities on the exchange, like shares and bonds, what happens? They create wealth. They generate wealth. So it's a two-way affair. When companies come and access capital to grow and expand their business, they are generating wealth for their shareholders. Same way, when individuals get the opportunity to invest on the securities in the market, they're also creating and generating wealth. So everybody wins. This is a very strategic role that exchange plays.
Right.
Also enhancing transparency and governance. Once you are listed on the exchange, or you come to the exchange to raise capital, we have to make sure that you are transparent. As far as our continuing obligations, you need to be publishing your accounts. If you're on the main market, every quarter you have to publish your accounts. You have to open up to the people out there because you need to show accountability. And
you can't
show
any shady.
No. You have to make sure that, I mean, you are being a good steward, because people have entrusted their funds into your company. So you have to be very transparent. And so anything that concerns your company, that's material. For instance, a managing director is being changed, or you are acquiring another company. Well, that's what we call corporate information. All these things must be put out there for the help public to make informed decisions if they want to invest in your company. And also, there has to be proper corporate governance, a proper board in place, a proper management in place to run the company. And sometimes that's what I don't understand with some of these our SMEs and all that. Mm-hmm. When you list and you have proper corporate governance in place and you are the owner, you can sleep and sleep well. You don't have to worry about a salesman has stolen my car and all those, doing all those things, because you have a team in place that is running the company for you. Mm-hmm. So those are some of the advantages when you list on the exchange. And also we talk about price discovery, which I discussed earlier, that buying and selling, demand and supply actually drives the prices on them. And also liquidity. That's how easily people are able to buy and sell their shares and all that. So basically that's... So let me go quickly to the GNC markets and the product. So currently GNC has 6 markets. We have the main market. So that's the market for some of the big players like the MTN Unilever of this world. And then we also have the Ghana alternative market. So that's the market for the SMEs, the small-scale enterprises.
Okay.
That place, the listing requirements are not as high as the main market. So, for instance, there's no listing application fee. You just have to pay 4,000 as an annual fee every year. And also, there's also what we call a listing support fund. Mm-hmm. So at the time that you are listing, paying advisors and all those people, we provide some kind of support. And then after you are done raising your money, you pay us back. Mm-hmm. We also have the Ghana Fixed Income Market, which was established in 2015. Mm-hmm. And I think we've seen how this market has performed over the years. So this is the market for fixed income securities. So treasury bills, the notes, the bonds, this is the market that...
I think that the treasury bills are popular among...
Yes. Yeah, but the bond is also doing well. After all the issues that happened, I think it's picked up very fast, because last year, I think we ended the year with about 98 billion of traded volume for the bonds.
Okay.
But as we speak, we are around 152 billion. Mm-hmm. So it means it's really picking up.
We're rebuilding confidence.
Yes, yeah, confidence. It's really coming back. We also have a market for green and sustainable bonds. So this is also a market for projects that are geared towards environmental sustainability.
Right.
And also we have social bonds, gender bonds. So we have also created a platform where companies or people can actually issue products on this platform. Mm-hmm. We also have the commercial paper market, which we launched a few years ago. And fortunately this year, we had a company issuing the first commercial paper. That's FEDCO, Ferrite Commodities. And they issued it for, I think 72 million thereabout. Mm. And then...
Cities, right?
Yes. And then I think the coupon rate was around... So what the good news is that they issued it for 150 days. Okay, because the commercial paper that we have is from 15 days to 70 days.
Right.
So FEDCO, which is a licensed cocoa buying company, they issued it for 150 days. And as we speak, they have paid the principal and the interest. So for me, that is good news. So
it means that it was good
it's
business.
Possible. Yeah. And commercial paper actually helps companies to address their short-term financial needs.
Liquidity.
When you have any liquidity challenges, okay, you can... look at the commercial paper option, where normally the rates are also a bit lower than what you get from the
open markets.
Exactly.
Right.
Uh-huh. So that's also a market we've created. We've also, finally, the SIT market is the over-the-counter market.
Mm.
So you know there are some companies that are listed. Sorry, companies that are public companies, but they are not listed on the exchange. They have not come to the exchange yet. Uh-huh. But they have shareholders. Like rural banks and all these institutions, they have a lot of shareholders, but there's not really any regulated platform where people can buy and sell some of these shares. So we have created a new market called over-the-counter market, where these organizations can have their shares or securities listed there, and then people can do buying and selling.
Interesting thoughts there. I was going to ask a question, but I wanted to finish.
Yeah. So in terms of the products, of course, we have the normal shares. We have estate traded funds. Currently, the estate traded fund is actually financial instruments that are tied to a particular underlying security. So we have one on the market currently called New Gold ETF from Absa. And that one is actually tied to gold, right? So as the gold prices go up, the value of the security also goes up. And as it comes down, it does the same. So how do you assess the products on the GSE markets? I think first of all, you need to open an account with a stockbroker. They will do know your customer. They will do all those checks. And then you need to also put money in that account for them to place or buy securities for you. You know, you cannot, as an individual, walk to the Ghana Stock Exchange and say, I'm coming to buy shares or securities. We have intermediaries called stockbrokers, okay? And we have about 23 stockbrokers. If you go to our website, www.gnc.com.gh, you see licensed stockbrokers. We have a host of them with their contacts that you can call.
23, you said?
Yeah. So what we advise is that you don't know how the terrain works, because when you are sick, you go to a doctor. When your car develops a fault, you go to a mechanic. Mm-hmm. Why is it that when it comes to investment, that way you don't want to seek investment advice? You think you have earned your own money, so you want to do it yourself. No. So there are experts there who can advise you on which security to buy. Sometimes I hear people call you, I've heard that MTN price, share price are going up. I want to come and buy. I say, please, I'm not licensed to do that. There are stockbrokers or farmers who can advise you on which stocks to buy, which stocks not to buy. So you have to be talking to the stockbrokers. And so once they place their orders, it's settled, and then that's it. If you want to raise capital at the GNC, you have to go through a certain process. So first of all, your board or your management need to take a decision that you want to raise money. You also have to engage licensed advisors. So you have financial advisors, you have legal advisors, you have reporting accountants who advise you to put together the document called prospectus that will be sent to the
Securities and Exchange Commission.
Yes, all the requirements. They will help you to put everything together.
Right.
Yeah, and then of course you also apply to the GNC. So the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, the Ghana Stock Exchange, you have to make sure you satisfy all their requirements. And then of course you need to also market this company's shares to the investors to come and buy, and then eventually whatever they buy is allotted to them, and then the company shares or the securities are listed on the exchange. And after that, there are also other obligations where you have to publish your accounts, make sure you put out corporate information and all that. In terms of technology, the GNC, we started our journey in 2008, where we moved away in collaboration with the CS, we moved away from the paper ownership of securities to a digitized version. And then in 2009, the GNC itself, the stock exchange, automated all our trading systems. So I remember, for instance, when COVID struck, our stock brokers were still trading virtually. We never had any issues because they have been trading virtually since 2009.
Since before?
Yeah. Since 2009, they have been trading virtually, which is very positive.
So it means that they're accessible wherever.
Yeah.
That technology.
Exactly.
But does that also mean that if there's any, which has happened a couple of times, I think during COVID, where we had the main one incident, it would mean that technically not just the GSC or your stocks, but everything that is accessible via would be impaired.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. So I think I'll end here.
Okay.
So that we can have more time for question and answers.
We are going to get interactive, but let me just ask a quick one before we get interactive. Nana, just a quick thought from you. Do I have to be listed to access funds at the GSE?
Yes, so for a corporate, you have to be listed. And I think Jerry touched on it. Maybe I can run through it quickly. Mm-hmm. So it's more of a needs assessment. And here, let me pass this comment. Mm. Typically, you get companies coming to you that we need to raise money when they are in what we call financial ICU. Mm. When the company is in ICU, that's when they come. We are not saying don't come when you are at ICU stage, mm-hmm. But we encourage that you use it as part of your funding system. And throughout the presentation, as Jerry mentioned, it's the stock exchange virtually creates the platform for people with surplus capital, for those who have their deficits. So in this context, you're running your business. Yeah, let's say you have a shoe manufacturing business. You're running it. You're okay. But you need to scale. And you don't necessarily have it. Maybe, just maybe, you will not have the patient capital that can let you scale to the extent that maybe you can supply shoes to all schools in Ghana and all that. So you reach out to advisors, and that's when they will take you through the process.
Right.
You get approval from SEC. Then you also apply to list on the stock exchange. So by then, you have taken up your money already, which is one way of supporting the the economy. But once you are listed, you are also now a product on the market.
So ready to also help people.
Exactly.
So, I like that. Yes, I like that. I mean, I know there's a lot more there that we want to share, but if you've just tuned in, this is Masterclass here on your Superstation Joy 99.7. Today we're talking about how security exchanges work. We'll take a quick message from our sponsors when we get back. We're interacting.
Your favorite on-air business development program, Joy Business Masterclass, is in session. And you can interact with us on Facebook via the Joy 99.7 FM or Joy Business pages. If you tweet, the handle is at Joy997FM or at Joy Business GH. Don't forget to hashtag JB Masterclass. You can also call us on 0302-216541 or send your questions and contributions through to the WhatsApp number 0551-111997 and our facilitators will address your concerns. Attention everyone, class is in progress.
Welcome back. If you've just tuned in, this is Masterclass. We're interactive right now. Numbers to call 0302-216541. That's 0302-216541. Or you can also send us your comments or questions on 055-111-119-97. That's 055-111-119. So we're talking about how security exchanges work. You see all those questions you ask. I have some 100,000, yeah, I have some 50,000, I have some 10,000. What do I do with it? Where can I get the best returns? This is where you can get the best returns. Pick up that phone, give us a call, 0302-216541. We brought some very wonderful gentlemen to the studio and they're happy to share with you. If you go to see this gentleman after here today, you may have to pay something for the advice that they will give you. But today, it's brought to you by Masterclass, pro bono, free. So pick up that phone. Let's learn together. Let's build our economy. Let's build our businesses. Numbers to call 0302-216-541 or send us your comments on 055-111-119-97. Just to also remind you that today's edition of Masterclass is brought to us by Goyle. Goyle is a good energy, Goyle. Yenara, Yedia. If you have any motor vehicle of any kind, then Goyle has some great news for you. Good Energy brings you Goyle Super XP, the ideal choice for most vehicles. It is flowing Wawa at many Goyle stations in the country. Just go fuel up your vehicle and enjoy the smooth ride with all the benefits. Goyle Super XP is quality and gives you the correct choice when buying regular fuel. Goyle, good energy, Goyle. Yenara, Yedia. Phone lines are still open. Numbers to call 0302-216541. Or send us your comments on 055-111-119-97. So, gentlemen, while we're waiting for those phone lines to ring, I had a couple of questions when you were doing the presentation, so I wrote them down. Maybe, Nana, you'll take this one for me, but it arises out of the comment you made, Jerry, when you were talking about the fact that when you're not well, when your car's broken down, and I'm trying to break it down as much as possible, you go to the mechanic when you need medical assistance, you go to the doctor or the nurse and all of that. And so when you need information or advice on securities, you must go to a stockbroker. And I think Kofi mentioned that last week as well, and he talked about the ecosystem and how there are many players who help in the process.
Sure.
I ask this question because when people don't understand the process, they revert to default settings. And so what I know is that when my money is in the bank, it's safe. So when I go to my bank officer or the bank relationship officer, I will say, I could see me what 70,000 be. And we're getting advice from our bankers because the banking process is also different. It's not bad. But we need to let people understand why you must get investment advice from a stockbroker and not from a bank RM.
Sure.
Can you just talk about that just very briefly?
Sure. Because, and just from the same analogy, it's specialized, just like any other, as you've explained. So, and because this is financial, nobody jokes with their money.
That's correct.
So it is almost non-negotiable that you get an advice. But we can simplify this way. And like you said, there's the ecosystem. So there are even funds, right? So the 70,000 that the person has, you speak to the advisor, and there are even mutual funds, which of course there are a lot from where I come from. And these mutual funds are people who spend day and night monitoring the markets, monitoring the economy, and putting it back into context of your circumstance. So it's like seeing your doctor, getting diagnosed and all that. So that's one route. You speak to an expert. Again, you can speak to a broker dealer, the same as my firm. Then, based on your circumstance, the key thing is your investment objective, what you intend to do. Then they will put it there. But I would like to make this point. And I want to stress it. When you make these investments, they are financial value. In times of need, most often you may not necessarily have to even break it. Emphasis on that. You may have even bonds, treasury bills, and all that. When Jerry was making the presentation, he made mention of liquidity. So you may have maybe a 100,000 bond, and you will need 50,000. You know that this 50,000, maybe in the next 2 months, you can have it. When you speak to advisors like Blackstar, something can be provided for you. It's the solution. Because you have that asset, out of that, a solution can be created for you, and you come
the
back.
Best possible use to which you can put it, given the set of circumstances at the time of the discussion.
Exactly.
And that's why it's critical to talk to a stockbroker.
Sure.
Because one size doesn't fit all. It may fit it. And the market is so volatile that it may fit it 3 days before now.
Yes.
3 days after today, that same combination of solutions, it doesn't work again.
Exactly. Exactly.
And it's only a stockbroker who's well-versed to give you that advice.
Sure.
I've got a comment on social media. I don't see your name there, but this one says, how does the trading on secondary markets benefit the listed company? So, for example, if I sell my company's shares on the primary... I can't see the rest of it.
But, I get it though.
You get the question?
Yeah.
Yes. Can you help us?
So trading on it. The example I gave, like your shoe manufacturing firm, maybe when you raised capital, one share was like one CD. Then because you are a public company now, people have money in it. And your company is doing good. On the secondary market, maybe you bought originally, Jerry is interested in it, so he now wants to buy. So all things considered, demand and supply will make your price go up or down. So you, the listed company, you listed at one city, but on the market, demand and supply has pushed your value to, say, three city. And for that matter, your value has now gone up by threefold. This is the issuer. And the one who invested into, you've had that same value. So trading on the secondary market is very critical for the listed company. You just don't come, raise your money, and walk away with it. You are there, and there are even continuing obligations once you are listed.
So I think I see the full question now. This one was from Sasu. He says, how does the trading on secondary markets benefit the listed company? For example, if I sell my company's shares on the primary market and later the demand of shares causes the price to increase on the secondary market, how does it help my company?
Yes, so the value of your company has gone up.
Okay, please keep your comments coming. Phone lines are still open. We're interactive. Numbers to call 0302-216541. Ask all your questions. Worried. I think last week Derek talked about some returns from some of the companies north of 40%. per annum and all of that. So I think the rates are really good in the market now. They're picking up. We know all that happened with the DDP.
But yes, it is not interest.
But we have to start rebuilding confidence in the economy. So let's help rebuild our country. Numbers to call 0302-216541 or send us your comments on 0551111997. I talked to somebody after the show. He says, "Yeah, me. Miss Infam is can grab you. No me haircut." But you see, maybe Jerry, you are the stock exchange. Just 30 seconds. Let's rebuild confidence. Say something.
Okay, so I think that in every area or every space, things happen. And I think it was a very painful thing that we had to go through. Mm. But I think that it's like a vehicle. If you get involved in an accident, doesn't mean you'll not drive again. Mm. So I think that we have learned our lessons, and I believe that going forward, the right measures are being put in place to make sure that these things don't happen again. But another thing that I also want to draw people's attention to is the fact that also, let us not also forget the timeless principle of diversification. Mm-hmm. Timeless principle of diversification. Let's make sure that you don't put all your investments in one place. As they say, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Mm. Let us make sure we spread our investments so that when there's a hit somewhere, we don't suffer too much. Because when you spread every investment comes with a risk.
Exactly. Okay? I was going to talk about
every investment comes with a risk.
Yeah.
So make sure you spread your investments or spread your risk such mm-hmm. that when it happens or one place got hit, you don't get hit so badly. I think we should always be guided. It's one of the lessons we should take from all the DP and all the issues that happen. Also, I just want to, as we speak, currently our index, that is the returns on the equities market, is 52.72%.
Average.
Yes,
across
all the stocks. Yes,
right.
And that is very high. I think we are second in Africa as we speak. Mm-hmm. Last year we ended the year with 56.17% as the top exchange in the whole of Africa. This year we are number two, and the return is 52.72%, and that's for the composite index.
What percentage of that, roughly, is based on trade within in country, and what percentage is out of country? I mean, it doesn't really matter. Markets are global now, so it doesn't really matter where it is. But I'm just asking that question for ourselves, just for education.
Okay, so, you know, initially, when it comes to trading, the foreigners were like 80-90% back then. As we speak now, it's about 60-40. The foreigners are about 60%. Ghanaians is about 40%. That's for the equities. And when you go to the debt market, the bond side, now the Ghanaians are the indigenes are over 80%. So that tells you that over time, a lot of locals have built confidence in the capital market.
Traction within the capital market.
Exactly. Now a lot of Ghanaians are investing.
Brilliant.
In both the equities and then the bonds, which is very positive for the country.
Yeah. Jerry, I'll come back to you. Nana, just a quick one. Do the over-the-counter markets not discourage people listing on the main markets? If I'm not listed, I can just do an over-the-counter process when I'm in trouble. Doesn't it discourage me from listing?
No, not at all. I think they serve different purposes. Mm. And, you know, being listed on the market comes with a prestige globally. Every company starts its introduction and the next line will be listed on New York Stock Exchange, listed on the Ghana Stock Exchange. So each comes with it. Or over the market will be for a reason. For instance, if you are a bank, you are a public company, but you are not listed, you have numerous shareholders and they need to sometimes trade or know that you create that market so that you running a bank, you don't run a market for trading of your shares. If you're a rural bank, you have shareholders, you don't necessarily have to move your administrative work into trading of your shares. That will give you that solution. So I think they serve different purposes.
Different vehicles for different purposes.
Exactly.
And you are CEO of Blackstar Brokerage. In 30 seconds, where do we find you? Somebody needs help after here. What numbers to call? Where they find you online?
Sure.
And maybe your final words, if you will.
Sure.
Just about 30 seconds.
Sure. So just on the magic of the internet, you hit blastargroup.ai. And you have a great experience. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what I like to say is there are financial products which are there. At Blackstar, we don't say these are the products we have for you. We rather provide the solutions for your needs by leveraging these products. So it will not be like, oh yeah, I'll come and buy shares, then I buy for you. We sit down with you, get to understand what you need, and we tailor something for you.
Give you a tailor-made solution.
Exactly.
Are there any numbers to call?
Sure. So you can call
them. I can come back to you. Please don't put your personal number. I'll come back to you. 30 seconds. That's all time will allow me. Still in the spirit of rebuilding confidence. And please, I'm not putting you on the spot. But we're in this country when 3 days before the DDB announcement, I asked a friend of mine, I said, why do you always say government securities are secure? I said, oh yeah, even if West, last, we'll print money and pay you. Government securities are safe. And then 5 minutes later, Pampana, okay, I know it was government policy. Any assurances to the people who are listening to say, can this thing happen again? If it's bigger than you, just nod, I will understand. That's fine. It's a bigger conversation. Your guys are back here next week, so I'll ask them that question. But your final words, if you will.
Okay, so my final words is that Ghana Stock Exchange now has 6 markets.
Okay.
And so whatever financial needs you have, there will by all means be one of the markets that can take care of your needs. Right? And so we want to encourage a lot more Ghanaians to consider coming to the stock exchange for their financial needs. Ghana Stock Exchange is the market for capital. When you're looking for capital, patient capital to expand, okay, to scale, the stock exchange is a solution. Because we are the market for capital.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So don't look elsewhere. Come and talk to us. So you can also visit our website, www.gnc.com.gh. You can send a mail to info@gnc.com.gh or go to any of our social media platforms at Ghana Stock Exchange.
Right.
And let's interact, let's talk. But there are a lot of opportunities there.
Right.
If you need capital, come to the Ghana Stock Exchange.
Right. Thank you. Thank you so much. I've been having this conversation with Jerry Bwachidankwa and Nana Eje Opoku Ajiman, two wonderful gentlemen, telling us how security exchanges work. There are tons of questions I would have loved to ask them, but we'll do this subsequently. Hopefully next week we continue the conversation. This has been Masterclass here on your Superstation. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you same time next week. 7FM.